Now, in this argument which is presented to us in this paragraph, a comparison is being made. The comparison is that just as in the development of life in matter and of mind in life, this is one chain. Similarly, supermind in mind, this is another chain. The comparison is between these two sets of phenomena. Development of life in matter and development of mind in life. This is one set of phenomena. Our argument is that just as life has evolved in matter and mind has evolved in life, similarly, our argument is supermind will manifest in mind. This is the argument. Now, Sri Aurobindo wants to show how this argument is a strong argument. Then you have to show the characteristics of this set of events and characteristics in this set of events. Now, this is our exercise which I shall do with you. You write down on one side on your paper evolution of life in matter and evolution of mind in life. This is one line of argument, one chain of events. Now, on the other side, you write down evolution of supermind in mind. Now, you read and let us write down. As there, so here, the impulse exists more or less obscurely in her different vessels, with an ever ascending series in the power of its will to be. Now, this is a long sentence and a difficult sentence, but we shall divide this sentence into two or three parts so that it becomes easier. As there, so here, that is to say, as on this side, so here, on the other column. What exists commonly? In both the cases, the impulse exists more or less obscurely in her different vessels with an ever ascending series in the power of its will to be. Now, the difficult words are different vessels. This word may seem to be a difficult word, because which are the different vessels? The word vessel means any receptacle. A glass is a vessel, a pot is a vessel, utensil is a vessel. Various kinds of forms are all vessels, you might say. In that sense, we may say an ocean is a vessel, a mountain is a vessel, a pebble is a vessel, a diamond is a vessel, coal is a vessel, a tree is a vessel, a worm is a vessel, fish is a vessel, mammals of various kinds are vessels, human beings also are vessels. We are all vessels. So the word different vessels refers to all kinds of forms. Now Sri Aurobindo says that in all these forms, whether you look in this series or look into this series, in both the cases you examine the vessels, different forms. And you will find that all these forms can be arranged in an ascending series. It's a very speciality. All these vessels can be arranged in an ascending series. Do you follow this sentence? If you don't, I shall again explain. Matter, life and mind is one series. On the other side is a series of mind to supermind. Right? These are the two columns. Now you see that matter, life and mind, there are many, many vessels, many forms. All these forms can be arranged in such a way that you can see an ascending series. That is to say, as you move higher and higher, you find better and better forms, greater and greater consciousness manifesting, greater and greater external impulse to move forward. If you go to purely material forms like a mountain or a stone or an ocean, you don't find very evident impulse to move forward. Everything seems to be dull, inert, mechanical. But even there, if you examine more and more deeply, I don't know if you have seen crystals. Crystals are also material in character. But you have seen how crystals are formed, such beautiful forms, such transparent forms. So if you have to make a comparison between a pure stone and a crystal, and I will ask you the question whether stone is more manifest or crystal is more manifest. Your answer will be that crystal is more manifest. It has a purity of form, beauty of form, the formation has its own harmony. An ordinary piece of clod or piece of earth does not have that kind of harmony. Therefore, you will say that if you are given so many materials to put in an ascending series, you will put crystal higher than a stone. Isn't it? So what Sri Aurobindo says is that you just see matter, life and mind, and you will see so many forms, you will be able to arrange them in such a way that one higher has in it a greater will to be. Greater will to be. What is will to be? You know, if you have 20 students in a class and you want to arrange them in an ascending series, how will you arrange them in an ascending series? You only have to ask a question, who has got the highest will to be? That will be on the top. Then lesser and lesser, those who want to be quite nice, and then some will come, oh, I don't bother, who wants to make an effort? It's very difficult, I give it up. They will be at the lowest rung of will to be. As you go higher and higher, the will to be, you know, I was very pleased when I interviewed you last month, before I left last time. And what I found was that each one of you had a will to be. And I examined each one from this point of view. Each one of you had a will to be. You wanted to move forward. And that was a very pleasant experience. Therefore I said to Dipti, all passed. You all had reached a point where you all had will to be. Somebody wanted to be a musician. And I was extremely pleased, already clear in his mind, I want to be a musician. Somebody wanted to be a good artist and art and specialize in art. I was very pleased. Some of you wanted to read Life Divine, in fact, almost everyone. Now, at this young age, to be able to feel that I must read this great book, it requires a great will to be. Yes, I want to accept it. It was very nice. So if I am asked, for example, examine students of India and put them ascending series, I think you will come on a very high level of will to be in ascending series.